Let's move into the AI landscape, because there are three stories that connect in ways that are worth exploring together. The first is the TechCrunch piece on Asian AI startups launching Mythos-comparable models as Anthropic's export restrictions drag on. The second is DeepSpark, a speculative decoding paper from DeepSeek that generated 768 points and 329 comments, among the highest engagement numbers in our dataset today. And the third is Wayfinder, a deterministic router for directing queries between local and hosted language models.
Start with the geopolitical one, because it sets the context. The Anthropic export ban, which restricts where Mythos can be deployed and sold, has now been ongoing long enough that competitors are filling the gap. The TechCrunch piece profiles several Asian AI startups, specifically in South Korea, Singapore, and Japan, that have released models they're positioning as Mythos class. The commercial argument is straightforward. If the market leader can't serve your geography, that's an opportunity.
And this is exactly the pattern we've seen play out in semiconductor policy. When U.S. export controls restricted advanced chip sales to China, it accelerated domestic Chinese investment in chip design and manufacturing. The policy may achieve its intended security objective while simultaneously funding the competition it was meant to disadvantage. The AI export restriction story looks like it's following a similar trajectory. Though the timelines are compressed, because training and deploying a large language model moves faster than building a chip fab.
The HN discussion on this was sharp. One thread of commentary argued that the quality gap between U.S. frontier models and the new Asian models is still significant enough that the export restrictions are achieving something real. That you can't just spin up a Mythos equivalent by wanting one badly enough. Another thread pushed back and said the gap is closing faster than the policy assumptions accounted for, and that in domains like coding assistance and scientific research, the delta is already less than most Western observers acknowledge.
Both positions have supporting evidence, which is what makes the policy question genuinely hard. Now let's go to DeepSpark, because this is a paper that has implications regardless of which model you're talking about. Speculative decoding, for listeners unfamiliar with the technique, is a method for accelerating large language model inference, meaning how quickly the model generates responses without degrading output quality.
Walk us through how it works, Sarah, because I think the intuition here is actually really accessible.
The core idea is that generating text token by token with a large model is computationally expensive, but you can use a small, fast, draft model to guess what the next several tokens will be, and then have the large model verify those guesses in parallel rather than generating sequentially. If the large model agrees with the draft, you've effectively gotten several tokens for the price of one. If it disagrees, you fall back and correct from the point of divergence. DeepSpark claims inference speedups in the range of 3 to 4 times compared to standard autoregressive decoding on certain task distributions, which is a meaningful gain.
And the business implication of that is substantial. Inference cost is now one of the dominant variables in the economics of AI deployment. If you can run your model at 3 times the throughput for the same hardware budget, that changes the math on what applications are viable, what pricing you can offer, and how many users you can serve simultaneously. DeepSeek has been consistently producing research that's technically strong and practically oriented toward efficiency, which explains both the engagement numbers and why teams at major inference providers were apparently reading this on a Sunday.
The comments on DeepSpark were particularly good because several engineers who had already implemented earlier versions of speculative decoding started benchmarking the DeepSpark approach against their existing setups. The preliminary numbers in the thread suggest the claimed speedups hold on some workloads, but are more modest on highly diverse or unpredictable generation tasks, where the draft model's guesses are less likely to be accepted. The paper is honest about this. The gains are task-dependent, but some of the framing and secondary coverage glossed over that caveat.
Wayfinder ties into this efficiency theme from a different angle. The project is a deterministic router for directing queries between local and hosted language models. The use case is organizations that want to run a small local model for the majority of queries. Think routine document summarization, classification, or structured extraction, and only route to a more powerful hosted model when the query genuinely requires it. The deterministic aspect is important. Rather than using another AI to decide which model gets a query, Wayfinder uses rule-based routing logic, which means you can predict and audit its behavior.
This matters more than it might seem for regulated industries. A financial institution can't have an opaque decision process routing customer data to an external API without understanding why. Wayfinder's approach of explicit, inspectable routing rules means compliance teams can actually review the logic. It's modest in scope. 73 points, 23 comments, but it addresses a real friction point in enterprise AI deployment that the flashier model releases don't touch.
And if you pair DSpark's inference efficiency gains with Wayfinder's routing logic, you start to see the shape of what serious production AI infrastructure looks like. A mix of local fast models, efficient inference techniques, and smart routing, not just call the biggest API you can afford for everything.